near Legoland, Windsor, was taken aback by their blatant, shameless behaviour. They had an assembly line going, mum slicing rolls, dad buttering, kids filling and pilfering. I mean, to me, that sounds like paradise. No, it doesn't. I mean, that, we did not have an assembly line going. All right, Phil Watson the First? It was very, very subtle. It was like a scene from Mission Impossible, one of the Mission Impossible films. I think maybe the next one is going to be about a buffet. And probably they'll ask Buckles to be a part of it, because it couldn't have been more stealthy and in no way sleazy. I mean, Legoland, Windsor, that is a very lawless part of the world. And the thing is, once you've queued for about an hour and a half for a ride that lasts 90 seconds and isn't very good, then you deserve some free snacks, is my opinion. But anyway, I appreciate that perhaps the assembly line is too much.
That's it for the podcast this week. Thank you very much indeed. I'm back in the sound booth now. It sounds more professional, doesn't it? A little bit. Anyway, thanks to Leanne, I was going to say. And if you enjoyed her song Grow, you can see her performing it on my YouTube channel. I uploaded the video that I shot there on my phone, and you can see the Mystery Geese standing over in the corner, and you can see what Leanne and Chris look like, and I think that it's just a lovely performance. So thanks again to them. Until next time, I'm hoping to put another podcast out next week. Not exactly sure what'll be in it, but there'll be something. All right? Take care. I love you. Bye! On a future edition of the Adam Buxton Podcast, reminiscences from still-living stand-up comedy legend Guy Man-Guy Man.
I ask for Mindy, and Mindy comes over, and she says, "Oh, yeah, you're the guy." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, can I get a spot?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. Why don't you go up after Jerry Ski Holiday?" I'm like, "Ah, shit, that guy's fucking dangerous. I don't know if I want to go up after Jerry Ski Holiday." And sure enough, Jerry goes on and he kills. You know, I mean, Jerry always killed. He killed several people that night on the front row and a couple of waitresses. So that, you know, put a damper on the evening. Anyways, so Jerry comes off and he's arrested. He goes to prison. And then I come on and the audience is, you know, kind of sad after all the killing. So I'm like, what am I going to do now with this sad audience after the killing? And I start with my sausages bit. I got so many sausages, it's going to take so long to cook them all. I don't have an oven big enough for all the sausages I got. Who does? I destroyed them. I mean, I crushed them. And then after I crushed them, I shit on them. And then I folded them up and I burned them. And then I put the ashes down the fucking toilet. And then I flushed them. And then I jumped in after them. And I swam down the pipe. And I when I found them, I ate them. And then I shit them out again. And I fucking crushed them one more time just to make sure they understood that they had been destroyed by me, by Guy. I was badly beaten up that later in the night.